John Noble, Limerick manager John Kiely. John, your thoughts after that big victory over Kerry?
Listen, we, to be fair, we worked really, really hard. Created a lot of scoring opportunities. Did a bit better this week in terms, I suppose, in terms of efficiency, really wise. You know, in terms of getting, when we got the ball into the opposition half, we were more accurate in our shooting. It was a tough physical battle. In fairness, you know, the conditions were a bit sticky, particularly in the first half, and you know, both sides got involved in quite a few, you know, rucks with the ball and stuff. So, listen, overall, another day out, second day, and you know, we've a good bit of work done. We haven't picked up too many knocks, so you know, happy enough.
If you use the Munster League this year, again, like you did last year as well, to blood a lot of young fellas, not so many young fellas in a sense, but a lot of new lads. Have you been overall pleased with it?
Yeah, this has been very good overall the last 2 weeks in terms of our work. You know, we've had lads training in the morning, lads playing in the afternoon, getting a bit of game time into guys, getting a bit of experience into them. You know, they have a long road to go, and they know that as well. So, listen, every day is another notch, if you like, and another opportunity for them and to gain that bit of experience.
Saw two lads from Monaleen making their Limerick debuts today. Must have been impressed with them throughout the year, but just a word on that All-Ireland final victory last weekend.
Yeah, no, listen, we were thrilled to see the run that they went on. They really grew throughout the campaign, and you know, to see them win in Croke Park is always, you know, hugely satisfying from any Limerick person's perspective, to see any club from Limerick to win up there. And the manner that they did it then as well, you know, was all very admirable as well. So delighted for them, and yeah, hopefully we can try and get a bit more on them now after this.
You mentioned last week that Keane was back to full fitness. Is he ready for 2 weeks time to start at league?
We're not even near considering, you know, a team for next Sunday week. You know, we've still quite a lot of work to do in the next 10 days. So, you know, we just hope that everybody keeps on the trajectory they're on at the moment. It's a good one. But we'll have to wait another 10 days before we'll be in that space.
I suppose just a substitute that came on, he wasn't named on the programme, Colin Coughlin, and came on and scored 4 unbelievably brilliant points from distance as well, and it's something that I suppose is a massive trait with guys in the back line for either are able to get scores from deep, but to come on at such a young age as well and just seem to fit in so seamlessly, obviously it's a sign of that kind of rhythm that you're in as a squad.
I think, you know, Colin, that's really what is one of his forte is, you know, when he does get the ball, he does attack the opposition half, and he has got the distance in his strike. He's a good consistent striker of the ball, and yeah, it was nice to see him coming on today and making such an impact.
I know you don't really like talking too much about the opposition, but I suppose from our point of view here in Kerry, and you would have seen us play last year as well in the Gaelic grounds in this competition, what aspects do you think have improved from looking on as an opposition manager and the development Kerry have done through under the management of Stephen Mullumphy? What sort of aspects do you think have really come on in those 12 months since you've seen us last?
Yeah, they worked extremely hard today. You know, they made it really difficult for our lads. When you run the ball, you knew you were going to be put in a position where there was going to be contact put on you straight away. And, you know, it was contact with numbers, so it wasn't just one guy putting the tackle in. It was, you know, several guys coming in with the tackle. So, you know, that was one aspect of it. And I think, you know, they're just a bit more sophisticated too. You know, the puck outs are, you know, going short and trying to work it through the lines. You know, they were trying to do all the things they were trying to do ourselves, really, you know. And at the end of the day, for me, our focus is very much on our own team and how we are performing. There was lots of positives there today, but then again, we would say there's lots of things that we wouldn't have been altogether happy with either, and that we're going to have to go back and work on now this week in training.
I suppose also then, just it must have been kind of an enjoyable trip to come down here as All-Ireland champions now, and to draw a nice big crowd in here in Tralee as well, and plenty of young guys, you know, plenty of young Kerry people coming here to see the All-Ireland champions with hurleys in their hands as well. Like, it must be nice to see from a Limerick point of view.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, a good few of our own supporters travelled down as well, which we're always glad to see as well. So, yeah, we're going to need them on the journey we're going to go on, hopefully, over the next number of weeks and months. And we look forward to our first game in Cork now in 2 weeks' time. That's where our focus is going to shift now over the next 2 weeks.